T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Do you have travel plans for the holidays? Mayor de Blasio has a suggestion. Cancel them.
For those who do travel, recognize how important it is to get tested and recognize there's a very strict quarantine in New York State. And if you go elsewhere, you will have to observe a 2-week quarantine coming back.
The mayor is also urging the federal government to mandate a negative test for all passengers before boarding airplanes. He also wants to see all arriving passengers get tested when they land at the city's 2 airports. The mayor also says the city is experiencing a blood shortage. He's asking New Yorkers to roll up their sleeves and donate. Students at SUNY's 64 colleges and universities will be required to test negative for the coronavirus before they can leave for Thanksgiving break, with the goal of preventing community spread. SUNY is working on a plan to begin testing about 140,000 students by November 5th and within 10 days before the holiday break. SUNY will require colleges to isolate or quarantine any residential student who tests positive or is exposed to COVID-19 in the previous 14 days. SUNY officials have planned to transition most colleges and universities to remote learning after Thanksgiving. 3 days into early voting in New York, and more than 300,000 residents of the 5 boroughs have cast ballots. Mayor de Blasio has criticized the Board of Elections for not having more voting machines and staff. That's led to long lines at some voting sites. The mayor casts his ballot in Park Slope today. The board is not a state or city body. It is independent. 88 early voting sites are open around the city. You can find the one nearest you by going to vote.nyc. Remember, hours of operation vary day to day. The worst. One week until Election Day, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is going on offense. He's heading to Georgia today. It hasn't voted for a Democrat since favorite son Jimmy Carter. Correspondent Karen Travers says President Trump has a busy day ahead.
President Trump campaigns in 3 states today, making stops in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, all states he won in 2016. The president this week is ramping up his outreach to voters, his campaign planning stops in nearly a dozen states and up to 11 rallies in the final 48 hours before Election Day. He also gets a boost from the First Lady. Melania Trump holds her first campaign event of this cycle, an event today in Pennsylvania.
60 million people have already voted through mail and in-person balloting. Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the judicial oath to newly confirmed Justice Amy Coney Barrett in a private ceremony today at the Supreme Court. Justice Clarence Thomas administered the constitutional oath to Barrett last night at the White House. Correspondent Mona Kosar Abdi says Barrett was confirmed by a vote of 52-48 in the Senate. And the High Court now has a 6-3 conservative majority.
At 48 years old, Barrett will be the youngest member of the court and will likely be there for generations. Some Democrats taking to social media overnight with 3 words, expand the court. Joe Biden has been pressed on whether he would increase the number of justices on the court if he's elected. Biden has only said he would appoint a commission to study judicial reform.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer admonished Republican senators for pushing the Barrett nomination so close to the presidential election. Police have arrested a man accused of murdering his pregnant girlfriend and then dumping her body near Horace Harding Expressway in Bayside, Queens last week. Charges against 29-year-old Joey Charles are pending. Investigators say 29-year-old Vanessa Pierre of Hempstead was strangled. Her unborn baby could not be saved. The medical examiner will determine the exact cause of death. Off-duty police officer Jason Maharaj was inside a deli on Cross Bay Boulevard in Ozone Park, Queens last night when he grabbed a homeless man who had just shot and killed a store worker. The off-duty cop tackled the suspect, identified as 63-year-old Stephen Cohen, wrestled the gun away and held him until police arrived. The shooting victim is identified as 26-year-old Momedian Tarwala. Cohen has been charged with murder, attempted murder, and criminal use of a firearm. Today is sentencing day for a convicted sex cult leader in Brooklyn Federal Court. Here's correspondent Amy Robach.
Keith Brunere, founder of secretive self-help group Nexium, will be sentenced, facing life behind bars for his role in the so-called sex cult.
I'm an interesting person. I'm a controversial person, but most importantly, I'm an unconventional person.
Prosecutors say Ranieri, known as Vanguard to his followers, was a con man and a predator who used blackmail to force women to be his slaves and have sexual relationships with him.
Prosecutors say some cult members were branded with Ranieri's initials. President Trump accused Leslie Stahl of being very unfair to him before he walked out of his 60 Minutes interview last week. Since then, TMZ reports Stahl and members of her family are receiving round-the-clock security. It was deemed necessary after a death threat was made at the home of one of her family members on the West Coast. Sources say the call was reported to the LAPD last Thursday, and the caller said something about neo-Nazis.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.